We have Ed O'Hare, who's been with us for 38 years, announced his retirement after the new year. And Joe Ju is moving on to another position. So we had a couple of opportunities to move people around and put some people in some new positions to put their perspective on the organization.
And before we talk about those new people, I mean, this is Ed O'Hare, a big job. He oversees the GSA schedule contracts, one of the biggest. I mean, they're enormous for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And on top of that, the GSA Networks contract, which enormous for you, and Alliant, enormous for you. And so other than that, this job, not much to do.
Yes, Mary will have her hands full when she shows up next month.
And the person taking over is?
Mary Davey.
And Mary Davey, she's been at GSA for a while now, one of the real innovators in government procurement right now.
Absolutely, and that's why we're moving Mary to the position. I think she'll do a great job there. She's had a lot of experience. She understands the industry. She understands GSA. She's got a really innate understanding of the customer needs as one of the largest users of the IT portfolio set of contracts. In her position in the Assisted Services Organization.
Talk about some of the challenges, because we've been talking about networks a lot and some of the still some of the stragglers that seem to be dragging, almost kicking and screaming to go into the new contract. Certainly that's going to be one of her big challenges come 2011.
Well, certainly she's going to have to continue to focus in on the transition to networks. I think things are moving along. I think the agencies are putting a lot of resources to this, and we're nearing the end of that issue for us. Additionally, we've got some work to do on the schedules. There's some new great things happening on the schedules, and Mary will take that and make that some of her own. We're implementing ComSatCom. We also have some other things going on the schedules, like cloud computing. And I think Mary will continue to find new and innovative ways to do business there. We've got Alliant rolling along, and I think, you know, Mary's contacts and her energy will drive some improved performance in each of those programs, particularly her emphasis on customer service.
So talk a little bit about how do you measure success for this, again, one of your real key positions. How are you going to measure success going forward?
Well, I think for Mary, one of the things that's going to be important is driving the customer satisfaction in her portfolio. So really finding ways to innovate, provide what the customers are looking for, and then also improve the relationship we have with the vendors. So I think this is all, you know, great things that Mary's very good at and will do an excellent job for us in the future in that portfolio.
And I know ongoing, one of the big challenges has been GSA's, the Federal Acquisition Services relationship with DOD. And there's still, shocking enough to me, there's still people in DOD who think that they're not allowed to use GSA schedule contracts or GWACs or shocking.
Right, and I think that's one of the challenges we have always is to provide the information to our customers about what programs are available to them and how to use them. So we continue to reach out to DOD, and Mary's done a great job in turning around the Assisted Services Organization. She really does enjoy a challenge. And I think she's got all the contacts to make that work for us.
And one of the great things that Mary Davey has always done is I've never once heard her ever say that's not the way we do business here. If there's she's willing to try, and in fact, you guys have really jumped into what you call the Better Buy Project, which is saying, hold on, let's see if we can carve out a little niche and try different ways of doing government procurement, government acquisition. Fascinating and fascinating. Learned, I think, a whole bunch.
Absolutely, and she was willing to try some new things, trying to find ways to interact with industry, to use social media, and to improve that whole requirements analysis phase before you get into the solicitation.
Give me, because I've heard you speak a couple times around town, and you always talk about the schedules and some of the challenges that the schedules face. What do you hope fleshes out as a result of both some different outlook on that, and also what directions are you giving Mary as she goes forward?
Sure. I mean, we're doing a lot of things with the schedules. I think next week or the week after, we'll be rolling out Advantage 12, which will help our customers in their e-procurement phase, trying to buy things, trying to find things. It'll make it'll make the Advantage website much more commercial-like, so give them a little bit of capability to do better searches. We're continuing to work on the pricing for the schedules. We're continuing to move on e-offer and e-mods so that the whole schedules program will be completely digitized by the end of the year, and Mary's got a lot of work to do with the IT center moving forward with that, reaching out to our customers and continuing to have them use eBuy and some of the other e-tools that we're using too, just to make it easier for them to do business with us.
And one of the great things about Mary is she has seemingly boundless amounts of energy.
Absolutely.
I'm looking to bottle it up and sell it to somebody because or just have a bit of it so I could just keep going. She's like the Energizer Bunny.
Absolutely. And she's, you know, was a natural choice for this job. I think she was looking for some new opportunities to contribute to the organization, and we're going to put her energy to use.
I certainly want to have you talk a little bit about Ed O'Hare because he has been with GSA on and off, as you mentioned, for 38 years. I mean, talk about somebody who's been there and done it.
Yes, Ed has done everything with us from the presidential transition. He was once our CIO in FAS. He also once led our Office of Strategic Planning. He's been in supply operations. I think Ed actually started out working in the motor pool as a GS1.
Amazing stuff. It has to be kind of nice to go into the new year and you have a new team, new energy. I know you've been really focused on sort of how, almost not reinventing, but how does the Federal Acquisition Service become such a vital part of government procurement?
Well, you know, we're going to continue to, build on our expertise, listen to our customers' needs, be innovative how we can customize our solutions, and continually improve our service delivery. That's really going to be our effort going forward, what we're trying to do to support our customers, and hopefully we'll do a great job of that.